Senator Chris Murphy slammed for condemning pro-Hamas protesters shortly after criticizing Netanyahu. By Joshua Klein on July 26, 2024. Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, is facing backlash for criticizing pro-Hamas cheers at a fiery anti-Israel protest only hours after expressing outrage over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's claim that such protesters were Hamas sympathizers. In his address before a joint session of Congress on Wednesday, the Israeli leader denounced anti-Israel protesters who support the U.S.-designated terrorist organization Hamas. "Defeating our brutal enemies requires both courage and clarity. Clarity begins by knowing the difference between good and evil. Yet incredibly many anti-Israel protesters, many choose to stand with evil. They stand with Hamas. They stand with rapists and murderers. They stand with people who came into the kibbutzim, into a home, the parents hid the children, the two babies, in the attic, in a secret attic. They murdered the family, the parents. They found the secret latch to the hidden attic, and then they murdered the babies. These protesters stand with them. They should be ashamed of themselves. They refuse to make the simple distinction between those who target terrorists and those who target civilians. Between the Democratic State of Israel and the terrorist thugs of Hamas," he added. "What you need to know, horror of the Hamas terror attack on civilians at Kibbutz Be'eri in Israel." In a subsequent statement on Wednesday, Murphy described Netanyahu's congressional speech as more a commentary of U.S. politics, rather than a path forward for Israeli and U.S. security. As he blasted the Israeli leader's suggestion that any American who objects to the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza is a Hamas sympathizer, calling it way out of bounds. However, within hours of his original statement, and as scenes of the heated protests spread online, the situation dramatically shifted, with Murphy addressing the disturbing images coming out of today's protests at the Capitol that he had seen. "I'll always support Americans exercising their First Amendment rights, but pro-Hamas cheers and messages of hate and anti-Semitism have no place in our country. Period," he declared. Critics were quick to point out the irony of Murphy's messaging. Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, was outraged by Netanyahu's suggestion that the protesters were Hamas sympathizers, wrote media contributor Joel Ampeglin. A few hours later, he was disturbed to find out that the protesters that he defended were actually Hamas sympathizers. Chris Murphy was surprised to learn that the protests saliently feature Hamas support. "Not sure where he's been all year. He's supposedly an international security expert," wrote terrorism expert Dr. Max Abrams. "Never forget that Murphy is in the pocket of Iran and sides with our enemies over American interests," wrote one ex-user. On Wednesday, a fiery protest in Washington, D.C., came as Netanyahu arrived in the Capitol to address Congress. The demonstration outside, dubbed "Arrest Netanyahu," saw participants burning American flags and an effigy of the head of the Jewish state near Capitol Hill. Protesters also vandalized historic monuments and clashed with police. Hamas, recognized as a terrorist organization by the United States and other countries, has a history of violent activities aimed at innocent civilians. On October 7, 2023, the Islamic terror group executed a multi-pronged attack that saw some 3,000 terrorists infiltrate Israel by land, sea, and air and gun down participants at an outdoor music festival. The terrorists also went door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns, who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. The massacre, which drew parallels to scenes from the Nazi Holocaust, resulted in nearly 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 4,800 more wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken, nearly half of whom remain in Gaza. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. Ironically, on July 15, Murphy said that the only reaction to the assassination attempt on 2024 Republican presidential candidate former President Donald Trump that matters here is one in which both parties denounce the use of violence in our politics. "I'll keep my fingers crossed that Donald Trump will renounce violence this week. I just think I know Donald Trump, I don't think he will do it," he added. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.